winning Lexington's active people. We are WLAP, the Great 630.
WLAP, Metro News, good morning. I'm Mike Smith for the Bank of Lexington, home of personal touch banking. Richmond's police chief, Garnet Kearns, was dismissed last night following a hearing before the Richmond City Commission. The commission found Kearns guilty on four counts: misconduct, using profane language, buying alcoholic beverages which were made available to a minor, and insubordination. On a fifth count, Kearns was found not guilty, and two other charges were dismissed. Kearns says he will appeal the findings of the commission to Patterson Circuit Court. U.S. District Judge B.T. Moynihan Jr. has accepted a plea of nolo contendere, or no contest, from a Lexington man accused of making false statements on his income tax returns for the years 1967 through 1970. Harry Appleman of 574 Benton Road was charged with claiming almost $18,000 in false deductions for those years. Judge Moynihan set April 1st for sentencing. The Urban County Council met in work session yesterday afternoon. Jeff Marks has the info.
The council heard 9th District Councilman Bill Ward report on his Operations Committee's investigation into allegations by former county roads boss Jim Piper that some of his workers aren't getting a fair shake under merger. Ward told the council that most of the former county employees are not receiving equal wages with city workers in the merged Public Works Department, but that all came over at substantial increases, from $389 to over $3,000 for some employees, and that they will eventually match the city workers in salary. The council also prepared to commit the government to spending $430,000 for the renewal of Main Street by July 31st. Before July 31st, the council will decide either to finance the project out of the general fund or to get a short-term loan. City Hall, Jeff Marks, WLAP Metro News.
General telephone customers in Lexington, Midway, Nicholasville, Wilmore, and Versailles are due to start getting new phone directories today, and a plan to recycle old phone books is being implemented this year by the phone company in cooperation with the Volunteers of America and the Metro Sanitation Department. Wednesday, April 10th, old directories are slated to be picked up as the regular newspaper pickup rounds are made by sanitation workers.